No, the guy was saying, if I can, if the kasha is a good kasha, I can support Torah. I get schar just like the Bali Torah. So why should I have to sit and learn? The answer is it's a mitzvah to sit and learn. That's what I'm saying. Okay, let's go back. So yesterday we started the Mishnah. We did not get too far in it. Shlach you get msulim, the mitzvah of lat kasha pay vavim and aleph. Custom exam yon the main of edim. We learned the rash.
You need to start the recording. You didn't start the recording.
Start the recording. Custom exam yon the main of edim. He wrote it because there were no Edom, and we spoke at Rashi, didn't know whether it's going like Remeir or like a other Tana, because Remeir said you need Edom Chasima. Is his own handwriting as good as Edom Chasima? Rashi seems to say, one Mandi Yamar Gemara is going to say it's going like Remeir. Other Mandi Yamar is not going to say it's going like Remeir, it's a third Tana. Dr. Mishnah Vaitre, that was the one we did. Yesh by Edom, Vein by Zman. There's Edom, but it's missing his man. The Rabbanon wanted his man in a get. Remember that if you're dying, we had a sugya of why they wanted his man in a get. But they wanted his man in a get. Doesn't have his man. So it's custom with Rabbanon. And yesh his man, vein b'yel aleichon. There's only one aid. And the question is, in the Gemara, who wrote it? Is this the husband and an aid? And the Mishnah is telling us even that's pasul l'chatchila. Because the first case was the husband wrote it without any Edom. And now it's saying the husband, or is this a cipher with an aid? And even though biblically this is a good get, because the cipher serves as a witness without signing, still, it's possible to drive on it. That will be a discussion in the Gemara, so we will leave it for the Gemara.
Well,
he's appointed to write. That is automatically acknowledging that the husband told him to write. No. Vimnisus of Vlad Kusher. Maybe he does. I don't think so. Vimnisus of Vlad Kusher. In all these cases, the Vlad is Kusher. That means even if you learn the Mishnah is going like Remeir, this is an exception to Remeir's rule that if you don't do it like the Chacham said, it's a Vlad Mamzer, right? This is an exception to that rule. Why is it an exception? Tyson says this is the way they made it. There is a Ron that goes into Suarez and why. But we're not going to get involved in that. Right turn. Reb Lazar Eimer, says Reb Lazar, it's mostly Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar Eimer, I will be saying all of Edom, of Shanaslam of Edom Kasher. Edom is serious, good enough. So in all these cases, you don't need Edom. And the Kiddush is, according to some Rishonim, Rashbam, you don't need Zman. Because if the Edom is here, going to tell you that they saw it happen, so they'll tell you when it happened. If you have Edom Asira, they don't need Zman either. If you have Edom Chasima, right, in the gap because they're taking an Ilam, then you might need Zman. But if you don't have Edom Asira, you just have Edom Asira, so this whole gap is going to need Edom to say that it was gone good, those Edom will tell you when it happened. So there's no need for Zman. That's the Rashbam Shita. The Rush says that Rabbi Eliezer agrees that no Zman is possible. He doesn't argue on that case. He only argues on the other two cases. That's what the Rush says. Anyway, Asher Nassim Vedim Kusher, the Gaivim and Chasim Shabbatim. Back on the Abhimelam and Bades, Rashi brought two Pshatim and Gaivim and Chasim Shabbatim. One Pshat Rashi brought was that he can collect the Ksuba. She can collect the Ksuba. The get is a means of collecting the ksuba. The Gemara in Ksuba says if she's mighty to get, she can still collect the ksuba. She can collect the ksuba from the chasim shabadim. And the other pshat is that in other staris, also Edom Asira works. In every star, Edom Asira works, even in monetary contracts. And therefore, he can use that star. It's the same kind of star as a star with signatures. Let me try to explain. When you do a sale or a loan and it has a star, it automatically makes the chiyuv on your land. There's a lien on your land. Whereas if you do a loan without a star, there's no lien because there's no kail. And since there's no kail, we didn't punish the buyers. Whereas if there's a kail, he should have found that. The Blazer is saying that if you give a monetary star with Edom Asira, there's the same kail as if there were signatures. The reason we have signatures, Rebbe Lezer says, is because you might not find data Messira 10 years from now, so by having signatures that you can validate, it would help the situation. But it's not a necessity in a get, it's an extra protection. Rashi. We did the first Rashi yesterday. We're up to Zman. Zman, Takanta Drabonon, Shumbata Chaisai. Remember we said that Takana was, one of the reasons was, he shouldn't cover for his niece, right? She was Mazana, could have been a prepared comma, she was Mazana, so he writes a get without a date so she can claim she was already divorced. Hilka Chavlat Kusher. It's only Drabonon, and therefore they let the kid be Kusher afterwards if she marries with it. Ella Ein Echad, Kliya Baba Gemara, Ikka Lamadam Raksav Yadikoi. This is going with the husband's writing. Still, it tells us that you're not allowed to use it. This is a lot kosher. The first case is telling me that the evidence kosher if she got married. Even the kid's kosher. Even there was no aid, as long as there was the handwriting of the husband. And the same is telling me that even with one aid, it's still possible to have the cipher biblically, the cipher is the second aid. Even if it's not his handwriting, because Adam is here. Take him, show me your Musu Adam is here. The Adam is here might pass on. And the husband will come and claim that he never divorced her.
We'll have people that will be
retired
that recognize those signatures.
Correct. Frak Digamara. Vesuleka. Why are you saying three gittin pasul lechatchila? There are many other gittin that are pasul. Not many. We'll ask it one at a time. There's another get that's pasul lechatchila. We have Veika get Yashan. Basil said, Bais get Yashan, right? It's kusher if she got, well, we'll see in a minute. But Pashtus, yeah, if she gets married with it, the Gemara said we don't break up the marriage, right? But the Chatchila is possible. So the Mishnah could have put in four cases of getting psulim bimnis and savlat kusher. One of them is get yashan. A get, what is a get yashan? A get that was written, wasn't given, and then he had yichud with her. We're afraid that people will say later on that the kid was born out of wedlock. So it's a Chatchila. But if she got married, it's fine. So why isn't the Mishnah list that? Now, let me just explain. There's going to be two machloikasim that are here. One has, is a machloikas that get Yashan, and one is a machloikas in this Mishnah. And the Gemara will be referencing both machloikasim. Now, get Yashan, the Gemara says, is a machloikas there, whether she can get married l'chatchila with this get. She got the get Yashin already. We were not supposed to use the get Yashin. And if she gets married with it, like say, does that mean she's allowed to get married with it? Or she's not allowed to get married? You're not supposed to use a get Yashin. But he gave his wife a get Yashin. So we had a machloikas back in the eighth parish. Can she or can she not get married? That was a machloikas there. We have a machloikas in our sugya. It says, from this is Havlat Kusher on these three. Do we break up a marriage or not? The Mishnah didn't say, Vimnissus loisete. The Mishnah says, Vimnissus havlat kusher. How about, do we break up the marriage? One Maldiyama says yes, and one Maldiyama says no. So the Gemara is going to be referencing those machloikasim. So frank the Gemara. Well, you can get Yashan. And for the Gemara, hasal loisete. By get Yashan, we don't break up a marriage. Hachatete. Here we break up the marriage. It's a mitzvah havlat kusher, but get yashan is less strict than these three. These three, we would break up the marriage. Get yashan doesn't belong in this Mishnah, because by get yashan, we don't break up a marriage. That's if you learn that way. And lamandam aloitetze, which we will have soon, the mandam that says here we don't even break up the marriage. So it's exactly like get yashan. So why isn't get yashan listed here? And for the Gemara Lameimar. Dr. Gemara, Hasam Tinasu Lechatchila, Ochel De'Evet. That Mandiyamar will tell you that Get Yashin is in Tinasu Lechatchila, which is also Machloikas. So basically, what we're saying is, if you hold here Teitzei, you can hold over there that it's only the Evet. We wouldn't let her get married. If you hold here like Teitzei, you have to hold over there that she can get married with Chatzila. They're two separate machlaikasin. But in order to understand why this Mishnah doesn't have Get Yashan, you have to come up with a difference in halacha between these three cases and Get Yashan. So either here it's Teitzei, there it's like Teitzei, or here it's B'dieved, there it's Chatzila. Pick your choice. That's the two possible differences between Get Yashan and this case.
Was it if a lot be kosher will still bring up marriage?
That's what Oman Yama says, yes. That's what Oman Yama says. Yes.
Why would it use that Lushan why would it use the Lushan of going straight to the Vlad?
Fine, that's a good question. The Mandyama, we didn't get there yet. We're just quoting, we're referencing a future Machlaikas. I'm not belittling your question, but it's not now. Let's wait till we get to the Machlaikas. I don't know if I have an answer, but let's see what the card says there. Rashi, Besulaka Gitin Sulub Lechatrila Bablat Kasher. That three Gitin or Pasul Lechatrila the Vladis Kasher can get Yashin immediately. We said earlier in Ace Barik, Bayes, what does Bayes have to say? He gives you the address that in this is Leitetz, we're going to miss Leitetz. Hakateitze, Rav and Levi, bring him on the Kama Bishmaitzen. That's the Machlaikas, Rav and Levi. Hasam Rabbi Begumar, Mizgashat Tanas Lechatkila, the Perik HaZarek. That's a Machlaikas in Perik HaZarek. Back to the Gemara. Frank the Gemara, they could get Kareach. There is Get Kareach. Get Kareach is Pasam Drabonon, remember? Zeira Mishim Kulchat. Right? And why isn't that listed over here? It's Pasul, but Vlad is Kusher. And for the Gemara, it's not true. Hasam Vlad Mamzer. There, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Hacha Kusher. Hacha Vlad Kusher. In fact, the Gemara Yichel or a mayor. That's true according to a mayor who says, Kamashanami Mabeish Etavulachabim, Vlad Mamzer. So our Mishnah is saying, even according to a mayor, it's kosher. This is what Rashi meant and said, that the Gemara interchanged that our Mishnah is a mayor. And Ksav Yodai is good biblically. That's why Rashi brought that in. Why did Rashi bring Rameyer in? Because the Gemara says, Hanichel Rameyer. If you learn our Mishnah like Rameyer, then we can understand why Get Kareach is not here. That means the Gemara is willing to live with the fact that our Mishnah can be Rameyer. That's why Rashi wrote that even Rameyer would agree that a person's own handwriting counts like two Adam. If not, how could this Mishnah be like Rameyer? Ella l'Rabbanon, but if you learn our Mishnah is going like Rabbanon, Ma'ika l'Meimar, over there by Get Kareach, the kid's also not a Mamzer. And for the Gemara, Hasam Teitzei, Hachaloi Teitzei. No, over there even the Rabbanon break up the marriage. Here, they don't even break up the marriage. But one Mandiyama here says Teitzei. So according to him, Get Kareach is exactly the same. And for the Gemara, you're right. But Mekusher like a Mairi. We weren't interested in bringing a Get Mekusher into this Mishnah. So according to this Teretz, Enochinami. Mekusher would, Get Kareach would fit right in. Except we're not talking about Mekusher.
Which means it only affects Kohanim, so...
No, Yisraelim can write Get Mekusher. Once there is a takana of Get Mekusher, which was made for Kohanim, anybody can avail themselves of that takana. A Yisrael can tell the guy, I would like a Get Mekusher. I don't know why he would do that, but he could do that.
That's what it means. Mekusher looks more, does
that
mean...
Well, the Mishnah doesn't want to talk about Mekusher, that's all. It doesn't mean only because it's Kohanim. You're right, the takana was made because of Kohanim. But once the takana is in place, everybody can use it. That's the Beperish and Baba Basra. Rashi, Hanichel or Rameyer, Tamakar B'Sham, Beperish and Tamakacham, Begitnav Lab Mamzer. That's why it's in parentheses in the Gemara, because Rashi speaks it out. If we're in the Gemara, why did Rashi have to say it? So that's why they put it in parentheses. Because if Rashi says it, that means obviously it wasn't in the Gemara. El Rabbanon, he must listen to the Rabbanon, he listen to Amiyoki Get Kareach. And for the Gemara, Hasam Teitzei, for the Rabbanon. There it's Teitzei, here it's like Teitzei, but the Gemara says, well, Mandi Yamar says it is Teitzei. So the Gemara, you're right, according to that Mandi Yamar, you could learn Get Mekusha. Zogt Gemara Vayta Vikasha L'Malchus. There's the case if you wrote it to the wrong kingdom, right? You wrote it to the wrong kingdom. So why isn't that here, there? And this is Havlat Kasher. Zogt Gemara. The reason we don't have Shalom Malchus has some Tetzeh, Hachaloy Tetzeh. Because over there, everybody agrees that we break the marriage up, she gets married with it. Here we don't break the marriage up. There's a man that says you do break the marriage up. Doesn't this make great questions on the test? They say, different questions. And for the Gemara, Mukim Blakid Rameir. He learned that the Mishnah is going like Rameir. And therefore, Hasam Havlad Mamzer, Havlad Kasher. So they're going to him. The difference is according to a mayor. That here it's a mamzer, and there it's a mamzer, and here it's kasher. If you hold tetzah here, in the Rabbanon, it could be here. That man the other will say it's going like a mayor. So if you put it all together, there's a man the other that says tetzah, he has to answer the three questions one way. And the man the other that says loy tetzah answers the questions a different way. There's three questions here. Get Yashan, Kareach, and Shalom Malchus. And each of the two Maliamrim have to answer the question differently. Right? Get Yashan, we wanted to say, here it's Tetzeh. But one Maliamrim says, Loi Tetzeh. So we have to come up with it. So each of these two Maliamrim of Tetzeh and Loi Tetzeh deal with the three questions in a different way. One answers the three questions one way, and one answers the three questions another way. That's what it ends up. Rashi, Shalom Malchus, Amina Bazaira, Kurs, Kasim, Lushem Malchus. Okay, so now the Gemara asks Dr. Harris's question. Dr. Harris asked me this morning, the Mishnah repeats itself. It says, Shloisha Gittim Sulam, and then at the end it says, Harayelu Shloisha Gittim Sulam. Now, we know how to count. He didn't have to give us the number to begin with. We know how to count to three. And then the Mishnah repeated the number a second time. Obviously, these count numbers are to exclude. Three, not four. Twice we're excluding. Once from the first number, and once from the second number. Dr. Gemara, Minyana de Reisha Lemutimai, or Minyana de Seifa Lemutimai. What is the Minyan of the Reisha excluding, and what is the Minyan of the Seifa excluding? Right. Dr. Gemara, I'll tell you why. Minyana, right away, okay, let me just do this, and then we'll come back to the question. Minyana de Reisha Lemutimai, Damina. The Minyan of the Reish excluded the three that are not in our Mishnah. Shalom Malchus, Get Kareach, and Get Yashan. It's saying these three don't count the other three possible ones because they don't work in our Mishnah. Again, for one of two reasons, pick your Madam or Tetzeh or Loi Tetzeh, and you come up with two different reasons. Minyan of the Seif of Lemuta the Tanya. The Minyan of the Seif is coming to exclude a Braisa. Tanya, maybe get Medina Sayyam. He gave it to her and did not say Befanenechtam. Yotzi Vavlat Mamzer Diver Rameir. Rameir says the kid will be a Mamzer. Vachachamim ain't Havlat Mamzer. So here is a case that could have been in our Mishnah, right? Could have been in our Mishnah. The answer is, there it's different. Why is it different? Because here, the Mishnah is not a Mamzer. Right? Here, the Mishnah is not a Mamzer. That's why it's excluding that this only works if it's going like Rameir. If it's going like Rameir, here it's a Mamzer, and there it's not a Mamzer. That's if you learn like the Mandamer says, Tetzeh here. The difference is, there it's a Mamzer, it's not a Mamzer. If you learn it's like Tetzeh, over there it is Tetzeh, and therefore it's not included. So you have the same two truths. Keita Yasa, according to both of them, if you didn't get married yet, you find my men of Yasa, then a little bit of Nishnayim, take it and give it back to her. Now you have to take it back to her, because this get worked to Pasur Lakuna. It was a good get biblically. Therefore, you can't just say, Hariat Mataris Lakhaladam, Befanenechtam. You have to take it back and give it to her again. And say b'fanenachtam. That's the case over there. You didn't say b'fanenachtam. Shliach has to do it. Shliach has to do it. Yes. Now, there's a question here. Usually, when you say a number once, you exclude everything else. Why do we need two numbers? Number one to exclude three cases, and number two to exclude a fourth case. Well, if you told me three, I know how to count, one to three, that means nothing else is included. That should exclude the first three cases, and it should exclude the brisa. Why in the world do we need two numbers to exclude this thing? So Rashi will answer that question. Look, Rashi. Minyana de Resha, Shloisha Gittim Sulam. Minyana de Seifa, Hareilu Gimel Gittim Sulam, Mashma Miyuta Hani, Vesulai. Hani Damra, Mashmina de Masnissin Remeiri, the Amar Hasam Avlad Mamzer. The Muta de Tanya, the Hok Avlad Mamzer, Kremeir. Vashmina Masnissin, the Brisa Mataretzdehi. Because whenever you exclude a Brisa, how do you know that Brisa is a good Brisa? Maybe it's not a good Brisa. By excluding it, you're showing me that the price is a good price. Now, from one number, I wouldn't know whether that's excluded or not. Maybe we're only excluding the first three cases. Yeah, maybe we're not excluding that price. Maybe that price is a mistake. So by excluding, by writing a second exclusion, which can be used only for that price, it's telling me that that price is a good price.
But the bottom line is, you're excluding the brisa, right? Either because it's we're excluding it because we don't possibly like that.
Or no. We're excluding it. That's not part of these. That doesn't fit this mishnah. The mayor still said Avlad Mamzer there. We're excluding it. Why it's not in our mishnah?
But halachically,
it's a machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim.
If I
only had one beit, I would say maybe the mayor never said it over there.
Well, you said it there.
Who said that price is accurate? When you can prove a price from a mishnah, that gives the price a much stronger, it's an accurate price.
So by me having to use a number again shows the price. Not like our mishnah, because
that's why the Mishnah wrote another number. You shouldn't exclude that case. You shouldn't think that this case belongs in our Mishnah.
At the end of the day, what says the brisa is not being used, is that correct? Is that correct? At the end of the day, what says the brisa is not... We're not going to be using it?
No, we are. It's a machlokes Rabbanan. Doesn't belong in this Mishnah. What?
Misratz.
Can't hear you.
What does the word mean?
Brisa
Misratz is accurate?
It's a good Brisa. It's an answered Brisa. It's a valid Brisa. That's Rashi's answer to the question. Tysus brings another answer. He says, because over there there's a solution, take it back and give it to her. So maybe I would say, since there's a solution in that brisa, maybe it's not excluded from this Mishnah. The reason it's not in this Mishnah is because there's a solution, meaning, so we write an extra mia to say it's not, halacha is not the same. Don't think that the halacha is the same just because there's a solution there, it's not mentioned.
Mayor agreed to that solution.
Yes, that's what I said. Kate, no. Before she gets married.
Kate
said yes before she gets married. Oh. I said that. According to both Rameh and Rabbanon, the solution is a solution before she gets married. When she gets married, we break the marriage up. Even according to Rabbanon, we break the marriage up.
Funny enough, doesn't help anymore.
I don't know. I don't know. It definitely wouldn't remove Mamzeris after it happened.
Marriage?
What?
Do you want to get married again?
Yes, it would help her to get married again, maybe. As I said, I don't know. Okay. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Kasa b'ksav yadai v'ein alof edem. Amarav. Okay, now this is going... Okay, we'll see. The Gemara is explaining itself, so why should I do it? Amarav, Ksav Yad Shenidu. The Mishnah means the husband's own handwriting. In which case is Rav going? Ilei Maresha, is he going on the first case? Pshita. Well, the Mishnah said, Kosta Biksav Yodai. Doesn't that say his own handwriting? What does Rav have to do? I can translate the words myself. Sav Yodikton. Ela Mitziosa, is it going on the middle case of Zman? And we're saying it has to be written, no Zman, it has to be written by the husband's handwriting? Why? Hariyash Olav Edom. In the middle case, there are two Edom. We don't need it to be written in the husband's handwriting. Ela Seifo. It's going on the last case. Yesh Beitzman Ve'ein Be'ela Eid Echad. Mishnah said, there's one witness. Who wrote it? Zakrav Zadavka Ksav Yadoi Ve'ein. The only reason it's kosher is because there are two Edom here. His handwriting and an Eid. Ha'v'ksav Seifer Ve'ein Lo'ein. But if a cipher wrote it and the aid, it would only be one witness, and it wouldn't even be kosher with the Eved. It wouldn't even be kosher with the Eved. It would be 100% possible with the Raisa. You only have one witness, according to a mayor.
Right. Well, why is Ksav Sofer worse than the guy? Why is Ksav Sofer worse than the guy?
With the husband?
Yeah.
Okay, again. The first case in the Mishnah was the husband wrote it. Again, let me just try to answer you. I'm trying to explain. First case, the Mishnah said, the husband wrote it in his own handwriting, and there are no witnesses. It works. Why does it work? There's no witnesses. Answer is, a husband's own handwriting counts like two witnesses. That's what we said. Right? That's what we said. Whoever the title of the Mishnah is, considers a husband's handwriting as two witnesses. That's what the Mishnah said. So, it's for sure agreed enough as one witness. If it's good for two, it's good for one. So why did the Mishnah write the third case? To tell me that even if there's another witness, it's still possible chatchila. Meaning, the first case is telling me that the evidence kosher without any witnesses. And the third case is telling me that even with one witness, it's still not two witnesses. It is, biblically, he wrote it with his own handwriting. That's witnesses by itself. But chatchila, we don't let her get married. But if it would be ksav sofer, then you only have one witness. The cipher is not a witness. A husband is an automatic witness. He wrote it. He wrote it is better than witnesses. That's what the Mishnah said. So Zakrav, the Mishnah is talking about he wrote it. And when he wrote it, but the Eved, even if he has no witnesses, it's kosher. The Mishnah wrote the third case to tell me that even with one witness, it's possible chatchila. So the Mishnah gave you two similar cases. The husband wrote the get without witnesses and with one witness. They're both kosher midraisa and both pasim midrabanan. The chiddush of kosher midraisa is without any witness, and the chiddush of pasim midrabanan is even with one witness. But that's only because the husband wrote it. Therefore, we biblically have witnesses. If a cipher wrote it, we don't have biblical witnesses.
Why is the sofer not a witness?
It's not acting as an aid.
No, it's the same thing with the moral said. But the ball, you have to tell be an aid also, no?
He wrote it! There's no better witnesses than that!
He knows he's going to be an aid, right?
He's writing the get!
I understand.
He's an automatic witness. He doesn't have to be a witness, by the way. You can't be a witness on your own.
So whatever reasons, why is he...
Because we know... Well, what is the purpose of witnesses? Witnesses validate that the husband wanted this get written. If the husband wrote it, he wanted to get written.
So if the cipher writing it... Was it told...
That's a great question.
No.
I don't make you feel good. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm not a feel-good person. No. It's a great question. The Gemara will deal with this. I'm about to pick
up something else. I don't know what the Gemara says. I want to know what the Achronim say.
The Gemara is going to deal with this on pick up something else. Because if you remember in the sixth Perek.
In the sixth.
Machlokes was saying whether it's 7th or 6th, thank you very much. But in what we have as the 6th parak, there was a Machlokes when it says Ksav Sofer V'Eid later on. Does it mean Sam Cipher or Ksav Cipher? Does it mean the Cipher wrote it or the Cipher signed it? There's a Machloikas. That Machloikas has bearing over here. Since Rav doesn't learn Ksav Cipher of the Eid is Kusher over there, therefore he doesn't learn the Ksav Cipher of the Eid is Kusher over here. He learns, like the Mandam, and it says, there the Cipher actually signed it. Here the Cipher just wrote it, and it's not good enough. There the Cipher signed it, so it's good. Then Shmuel, who's going to argue on Rav, learns that that Mishnah is telling me by writing the get, the Cipher is an automatic witness. Now, what Rabbi Cohn is asking is, why doesn't Rav agree to that? We'll wait and see on Dav Peches, where the Gemara will explain it. So really, this Machloikas boils down to a Machloikas we had in Perek number 6. Whether the Mishnah in Dav Peches says Ksav Cipher of Eid Kusher, Kusher, Machatchila, right? What does that mean? Rav says it means Ksav Cipher, but Ksav Cipher is meaningless. And Shmuel says it means Ksav Cipher. Now, Gemara is going to ask, if Ksav Cipher is Kusher L'chatchila, so why over here is it only for the Eved? But we didn't get that far yet. Yes, Doctor.
I was going to say that if the implicit in what Rabbi Margera said is basically what divorces a woman from a man. What divorces a woman from a man is the will of the husband. What better reflection of the will of the husband than the husband's own hand?
It's very dangerous what you said. It's true, but it's dangerous. Meaning, it's not the will of the husband by itself. There's technicalities that have to be met. Because if you just go over to your wife and say, I want to divorce you, like the Muslims do, they have a thing, get out, get out, get out, 3 times is a divorce, I think. So that would be the will of the husband. The will of the husband by itself cannot create divorce. But without the will of the husband, you for sure can't have divorce. So the will of the husband creates the proper mechanism, proper star, to be able to divorce a wife. Yes?
There's no question that I agree with that.
That's what I meant to say. It's dangerous because it makes it sound like the will of the husband can do it by itself. It's not. The will of the husband makes the star into a gift. That's all.
Yep. Again, in the handwriting, I mean, there seems to be a bump in the road as far as accepting the handwriting. The handwriting is a reflection that it is the husband's will.
100%. It's as good as witnesses.
Yeah, I
it's similar to the concept of a dog's baldin kameyedim dummy. If a guy walks in and says, I owe somebody $100, that's the best witnesses you can get. Sorry?
He's also to pay
exuba. Maybe it's not himself. Dr. Rashi, Inim Arashi the Lekashumate. The Mishnah said it. Elam Tziyasa should possibly be this man. Malik Sav Yodim, Malik Sav Sefer. Why should it make a difference? How Yesh Olavetim. So it's going on the last case. And the Gemara is saying, V'dafkik Sav Yodim. I'm reading the Gemara again on the top of Amud Beis. V'dafkik Sav Yodim, V'ed. Avak Sav Sefer, V'ed. Loi. Rashi. V'dafkik Sav Yodim, V'ed. Who do I mean in Havlat Kusher? Isn't it, why should it be better, worse? What's the Kiddush? The Reisha said even without any aid, the Vlad is Kusher. So what is the Sefer adding? The Sefer is saying, you would think with one aid you could even get married to Chachila. The answer is no, you can't. Zokti Gemara Shmuel Amar. And Shmuel argues. And he says, I feel like Ksav Cipher V'Eid. Shavishaninu, Ksav Cipher V'Eid, Kusher. The Mishnah says, even L'chatchila, which the Gemara is going to ask at Shmuel, so why does it fit into this Mishnah? But we have to give the Gemara a chance. Frank the Gemara. So that's what Shmuel says. Zok Rashi, Zatnan Le'el, Kamen Beperkin, Ksav Cipher V'Eid, Kusher, Klaim Ksav Cipher, the custom cipher, the cipher wrote it, the custom Eid Echad, Kusher. By the way, if anybody didn't notice, the Ksam Sefer named his Sefer Ksam Sefer. It stands for Chedushe Tyrus Moshe Sefer, but the reason he named it Ksam Sefer is the Gemara says the word Ksam Sefer. So his son came along, and he wanted to use the cipher in the thing, so he named it Ksav cipher, because the Mishnah says Ksav cipher. And his grandson came along, and there's a pasuk that says Shavit cipher, so he named his cipher Shavit cipher. Again, basing it on some cipher's last name was cipher, and he named it Ksav cipher from this Mishnah. Of later on, Chacham Sofer Vein.
Where's Rav Purak fit in?
He's not even not Cipher, so he didn't write a Cipher with the name Cipher.
Did you read that book?
Yes, I did. The Rav.
Was Ksav is the son?
Ksav Cipher was the Ksav Cipher's son.
Ksav Tarspinai? Cipher? That was.
I don't know what it stands for. I think he just called it that way because his father said Ksav Cipher, so he said Ksav Cipher. And the grandson is called the Shavit Cipher. The Pasuk that says Shavit Cipher. Anyway. Frank the Gemara is up to Marva Rav, be dummy. Rav says, that's not shot in this Mishnah. I'll prove it to you. There, it's even L'chatchila. Now, 1 minute. If Ksav Sofer in Eid is L'chatchila, so why if the husband writes it in Eid is in the Evan? Zuk Rashi, V'Rav Amalach, be dummy. Hasim Kashal L'chatchila Mashma. Why? Zuk Rashi, the Hasim Ksav Sofer made Shaninu. Because it doesn't say Ksav Cipher there. It's Ksav Cipher. The Krav, if Shmuel is right, then we got a contradiction. If that's Ksav Cipher, it's Kasha L'chatchila, so why in our mission is Ksav Cipher Kasha B'di'evan? Terence says, Ksav Cipher is not even Kasha B'di'evan. There's no such Mishnah. The Mishnah meant the Cipher signed it. Here the Cipher didn't sign it, and therefore the Mishnah is not even referring to this case. So Rav is saying, I can't agree to Shmuel that this is Ksav Cipher, because there it says L'chatchil and here it says B'di'evan. So if he's basing it because of the Mishnah later on, Ksav Cipher made Kusher, so why over here Ksav Cipher made only B'di'evan? Therefore, Zuck Rav, I disagree. I don't think Ksav Cipher means a thing. And that Mishnah never said it. All that Mishnah said is that the Cipher signs. Ksav Cipher made Shanidu, because Mephash Lo Reb Yirmiyahu L'Kamban, like Reb Yirmiyahu will say Pshat later on. Affecting Gemara is Shmuel. The Chayre Rav has a good tain on Shmuel. If it's Ksav Sefer V'Eid there, and it's Ksav Sefer V'Eid here, so why over there is it L'chatchil and here is it V'Eved? L'ikasha ha-besafer the Muvik, ha-besafer the Loi Muvik. Depends how much of an expert cipher it is. If it's a regular cipher, we say it's Pasul V'Eved. Pasul L'chatchila. Because, in the back of our minds, we question how much the cipher knows. How much the cipher knows. And therefore, we allow B'di'evit, because we're not going to pass or get based on our suspicion that maybe the cipher doesn't know we have to hear it from the husband. But in the back of our mind, we have that slight suspicion. Enough so to say, don't get married with it. However, if the cipher is a cipher muvik, he is an acknowledged, recognized cipher who knows what he's doing, to that his writing is as good as a witness.
What is the quality of the writing have to do with whether or not...
Not the quality of the writing, the quality of the person. It's his stature. Right.
But if he didn't, we're talking about just the writing itself.
Again, there's a cipher's writing and one witness.
Let's say it would be that Sofer wrote it in two witnesses.
That's great.
Why?
Why not?
Maybe the guy's not Mubuk.
The two Adam are being made. The two Adam are testifying that this was done under command of the husband. That's what they're testifying.
They were there, meaning they... And the Sofer is doing it because the Baal told him?
That's what the Adam are telling us.
Yeah, but Mash Inkain, if he's doing it with one other aid?
We don't know from two aid him that he's doing it for the command of the husband.
One aid said...
One aid means nothing.
Okay.
You say any kasima, right? Not any...
Kasima.
You have to get here without anything. How do I know if it's moving or not? There's nothing made who wrote this. That we could recognize the handwriting? You know that this was from Mubuk?
Again. According to a blazer, we have Eda Kasima. Eda Masira. Well, Adam and Sarah tell us it was done correctly. If they're the ones that make the gap, they have to know that the husband was told, that the husband told the cipher to write it.
If he did himself,
Mesira needs to witness the whole thing's beginning.
Mesira, again, if you hold Aid and Mesira Karsi, they have to. Let's stop. The Torah wrote that he has to write it Lishma. He has to be commanded by the husband to write it. If not, it's not Lishma. That's Talocha. So the Torah told us that's necessary. We need Adam to testify that that happened. So either the Adam Mesira will tell us that.
They know that it was written.
They have to. If not, they can't be Adam Mesira. You can't write a get and call over, Rabbi Yossu, Rabbi Yanko, come here. I'm giving my wife a get. Can you watch it? Read it. That doesn't mean a thing. How do you know it's Lishma? So you need to aid him. Now, usually it's who aid him that sign or telling us it was done the right way. But if you only have Ksav Sofer, the aid, so now Shmuel says, really? It's good enough. Really? The Sofer wrote it. He probably got commanded by the husband. He's probably a witness. Why else would he do it? But in the back of our mind, in the deep recesses of our mind, there's a slight suspicion that maybe he didn't do it that way. Enough so that we say, don't get married with this guy. Not enough, according to one man, they're going to break it up. Not enough to make the kid a mamzer, but enough to cast suspicion. If the cipher is an acknowledged cipher mufik, there's no suspicion, and we let her get married. That's what Shmuel says. Zok Rashi. Shmuel less by the Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shmuel doesn't hold the Rabbi Yirmiyah. Alexav Seifer v'lechassim Seifer v'lechassim. V'haynu time to kashir l'chatchila b'safra d'muvik. U'baki b'tayres gittin. He knows Hilchot gittin. V'yesh v'lo yichtevenu am shama mipi habal.
And Adi Mesira are the ones who are telling us this. They're the one who say.
Again, they're signed here. I lost you here.
No, you said there's only one. The cipher didn't sign. There's only one other aid.
The cipher's writing is a signature.
So that is because we can tell.
We know it was a cipher moving that wrote it. You're right. We would have to know it's a cipher moving. Correct. We would have to recognize that this was written by the best cipher, by Zev Meisel. He writes the Gittin in town. He wrote it. He knows Hilchot Gittin.
Does that mean that they didn't have a Masada Gittin at that time, probably Gomorrah?
They did not necessarily have a Masada Gittin,
so
correct.
Did the Sofer take that place? In other words, he had to be a Mufak, not just in writing, but in all the Halachas of Gittin.
He better know his Halachas, correct.
So he would also tell the Adim, who might be just a plush of the Yid, and not a Mufak of anything, the Halachas, the way it's done today.
Again, they didn't do all that we do today. It was a much simpler process.
But some of the laws had to be kept.
Sure did, exactly.
You don't have to be a buck. You don't have to be a safer. It's not Tullian. It's Tullian. Rabbi, are you a safer?
No.
Do you know that you have to be done with Shema?
Yes.
Oh.
But it doesn't make a difference. I didn't write the get, so it doesn't make a difference what I know.
I'm trying to say it's not...
I have no idea what you're trying to say. You should be my chumri. Sometimes I can figure it out, and sometimes I can't. And this is one of the latter, not one of the former. We have to look at the people that wrote the get. There's a lot of people in the Beis Medrash to know Hilchot Gittin, but they didn't write the get, so it's meaningless to us. We have to know that the one who wrote the get knew what he was doing. That the people in the Beis Medrash learning know what they're doing doesn't help the guy that wrote the get. We're dealing with one person, the one who wrote the get. Did he know what he was doing?
And he doesn't sign it. People would recognize his right.
Obviously, yes. Again, to us, they all look alike because we don't write in those letterings. So you don't see the individuality of the ksav. But if somebody writes English, you do. I can look at a test, and the guy didn't put his name on it. I can figure out who wrote the test. Why? Because I recognize handwritings.
If he did sign it, would that create a problem?
Well, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I mean, some cipher made. That's some cipher made. That's the guy signing it. That'll be a sugyut la pechah somebody else. where the Mishnah will deal with, we will deal with Mitzvah next week. Time to have a day. Mitzvah. Get there next week. I don't know, but it's better. He signed it. There was a Shiloh. If you remember, there was a Shiloh back in the sixth parak. He might have commanded people to tell him, and the people might be embarrassed not to ask the cipher to sign. That depended on Mili Mimsru, Lishliach, Mili Lai Mimsru, Imer Imru. There was a whole bunch of things that it depended on. That's a possible problem with some cipher vein. Because he might not have been instructed to sign. But according to a mayor, that Imer Imru, I mean, Rabbi Yossi, that Imer Imru was puzzled, so that would never happen. So that depends on that. Back to the sixth barrack, or maybe seventh barrack. Depending on Rishayim. Don't think of my writer. I'm a Rabbi Eichanan. The Chayin, I'm a Rabbi Eichanan. Rabbi Eichanan learned like Rav. I'm a little blazer. Yes, I'll look at them. So Blazer said, he thought that he's going on the middle case. And he said, in the case of Zman, no Zman and Adam, what do you need the person to write it? I'm a Leah Sefer. I said it only on the, I'm going on the Sefer. Meaning I agree to Rav. Rabbi Yechanan just said the same thing as Rav. Rashi, Chaynam Rabbi Yechanan, Kerav, Damaksav, Yadishininu, Amaksav Sefer, Avlad Mamzer. But yes, I ate them. Rabbi Blaza said, I'm Tiasakoi. Rabbi Blaza said, it's going on the middle one. Now, I'm going to learn two more lines. And this is what the Gemara was referring to. Zimnin Amar Rav Tetze. Sometimes Rav said that in these three cases we break up the marriage. Zimnin Amar Rav, like Tetze. And sometimes Rav said we don't break up the marriage. Now, Levi's going to say later we never break up the marriage. So the Mandamin that said like Tetze before is Levi. Remember we quoted two? Rav said Tetze. But he only said Tetze sometimes. Something Gemara, Haketzei Yesh Labanim Leitetzei Ein Labanim Teitzei. She didn't have kids yet. We break up the marriage. Once she had kids, since the kids are not mamzerim, if you're going to break up the marriage, people are going to speak badly about the kids. This is about the evidence of Teitzei. Teitzei is if there's no kids, and Levi will say Leitetzei even if there is, even there's no kids.
Teitzei means get.
Break up the marriage. With a get. It's a biblical get.
Does that mean that
biblical marriage?
They can't get divorced later on their own accord? If they decide later on to get divorced.
Of course.
Would it prove that a child might be not?
Again, I'm losing you. Reuven divorced his wife with this get that's rabbinically possible and biblically kosher. She went and married Shimon, which is a biblical marriage. And we break, Rav says, break up the marriage, which means make Shimon divorce his wife.
If she doesn't have children.
If she doesn't have children.
If she has children.
Then she's a regular husband and wife.
And if they end up getting divorced anyway.
But people get them divorced all the time. Nobody's going to say anything about the kids.
In other words, the call will go out that the base then broke up.
Exactly.
Okay.
A marriage broken up looks bad. A marriage that husband and wife break up themselves, this is course of nature. We'll stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow.